Okay, so we have a couple of the, a few of the underclassmen from the indoor state track team. We've got a couple of girls and a couple of the boys. If you guys want to just tell who you are and maybe give a little bit of like what you do or what you did at the state track meet, like the events you perform or whatever, if you want to go through individually and just kind of introduce yourselves.
All right, I'm Elijah Stafford. I did the 4x8 on day one, and on day two, I did the 1,000 and then the 4x4.
Okay.
My name's AJ Huff, and I throw shot put.
Okay.
I'm Michaela Edens, and on day one, I ran the 55, and day two, I ran the 4x2.
Okay.
I'm Candace Edens, and on day one, I done the 4x8, and on day two, I done the 16 and the 1,000.
Okay, so we've got Candace is a freshman. And the other three of you are juniors, is that correct?
Yes, yes sir. Yes.
Okay, so this was Candace's first time competing at the state indoor meet. You guys have been there before, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you feel about that?
I think it was a pretty great experience. Pretty fun.
Okay. What about you guys, juniors? Anything stand out on this year versus any other year, good or bad or worse? Or
this
other years.
Indoor state meet was my first indoor meet.
Okay.
I had missed the cutoff by, I think I was 6 inches from getting it, so I kind of was motivated throughout the whole year to push myself to get to that point where I can be at state. And I was seated 9th in the prelims, and then after finals I finished 5th, and I had a really good throw in the 4th round to put me up there. It was 44.01, and I was just, I don't know, I lost myself right there.
And then to put this into perspective, you're throwing how many pounds?
It's a 12-pound shot. The girls throw an 8-pound, so, I mean.
It's about 8-point-something. I think it's a 9K or something, like 4K.
Yeah.
I think what the girls throw.
Mm-hmm.
So it ends up, it's like 8.8 or 8.9 pounds. But, I mean, to put it in perspective, you're throwing a 12-pound ball 44 feet.
Yeah. You definitely have to be, you know, an important part of a thrower's practice is the weight room. You know, I know runners and jumpers, you know, they have to run and jump.
Yes.
But with throwers, you know, it's not just, well, really, all of runners and jumpers have to have the weight room, but especially for throwers because, you know, to have a big throw, you have to be strong, and you know your upper and lower body. You gotta.
And that's something a lot of people understand is they see you out there throwing, and they think it's all about lifting with your arms, but they don't realize that the majority of the throw that you get comes from the strength of your legs and getting the upper part of your body moving.
Mm-hmm. A lot of throwing really is your lower body. I mean, you know, I know you actually throw with your upper body, but I do a certain type of throwing. It's called rotational throwing, and that's, you know, you spin in a circle.
Right.
And it uses a whole lot of your lower body, and you have to have a really strong core at the same time. So I try to pride myself in the weight room, and I try to always stay in the weight room and get stronger every day.
Mm-hmm. And you also have to have good balance.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're efficient. To all of these events, that's one of the keys is to be efficient. You don't want wasted motion when you're running. You don't want wasted movement when you're throwing. You want everything to be, you know, streamlined and efficient. And that it comes, like you said, it starts with your lower body to get your body moving, and then you finish off with the upper body to get that last little oomph out there.
Mm-hmm.
What about runners?
Okay,
go ahead.
Your technique is very important. I know it is for running and jumping. Mm-hmm. You know, you always want to. I'm crazy about my technique. I always want to have the best technique out of anybody. You know, even if I'm not the farthest thrower, I'm always trying to get better with my technique and better in the weight room.
Right. Runners, y'all want to talk about?
Well, I think something that stood out a lot more this year than all the other years that I've been a part of this program is that we just had to be more competitive this year. I mean, speaking for the sprinters, for the relay team, we were sitting at, I think we were sitting at 5th. That put us in the second heat.
You're talking about the 4x2 relay, right?
Yes. We were setting it fifth in the second heat. There were three heats. And really, I think that was just a blessing to us, because when we went out there, no one expects the second heat to, you know, win. Like, right. You know, they're like, oh, they're, you know, second fastest, but also, like, they're there in the middle. They're not going to win. But if we did happen to be in the fast heat, I think the outcome wouldn't have been as good as it was, because watching that relay happen in the third heat, everything was a mess. I mean, everyone was, you know, the adrenaline was more in the third heat. So, you know, people cut too early, some people got outside of their exchange zones, but there in the second heat, everybody was like, we did what we were supposed to, and we were more competitive because we knew, you know, this was the first time that we came out here with the relay team, which was the A team. This was our first time running. And so we were like, we know what we're supposed to do. I mean, even if we got second, that's okay. That's what we want. Mm-hmm. But then we came out first, so that felt really good for us.
And to sort of help people understand what you guys are talking about, when you talk about heats and sections and mm-hmm. flights, when the meet starts, there's, especially in the track events, for indoor track, there's only six lanes on the track.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got, you know, 12, 15, 18 teams competing. So they have to be divided into groups, and
yes.
that's what they call the heats.
Yes.
And they do it by time. They're ranked by time so that you're competing against people of what's supposed to be equal quality of performance.
Yeah.
And when you guys, I remember sitting in my classroom up here mm-hmm. watching the times, because they're live results, so you can watch it as it's happening. And I was trying to write down that you guys ran a 151,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't get the last part of it written down. And when you're talking about the other section, the fast section, being out of sorts a little bit, they saw what you guys did.
Yeah.
And they knew that, hey, they ran a 151. That's what we run, or maybe even better than what we run. And it puts pressure on them.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to run, and they're thinking that, hey, we're in the top five, top six, because we're in the fast heat. And all we got to do is finish, and we're, you know, first, second, third, or whatever.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, somebody, like you said, from the second section comes in and runs a 151, which ends up being the fastest time of the day because they put that pressure on themselves.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen many times. Mm-hmm. When I was coaching kids from the second flight or the second heat or whatever, running a PR, and it puts pressure on those other athletes
yeah.
to perform, and that gets them off their mindset. They can't relax.
Yeah.
And it helps.
And we knew we needed them points, too, because, you know, we were sitting at fifth, and we knew we needed them points to, you know, finish first as a team. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we were ready, we were prepared, and it was just really a blessing.
And I think that, I don't know for sure, but I feel mm-hmm. like that you guys, as a girls' team, last year you finished tied for the state championship.
Yes.
With Floyd County.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling that you guys had a little bit of a chip on your shoulder walking in, saying, you know, this time we're going to do it by ourselves. We're not going to
yeah.
share it with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helped motivate you a little bit to
mm-hmm.
to say, hey, we've got to put a little bit more effort into it. We want to make sure we walk out of here as the only state champion, not co-champions.
And then, like, also during our run, I'm the first leg. And then I was going around my second curve, and I actually tripped. And then my handoff was good with Bailey, but Bailey's handoff with Leah was a little bit, you know, wobbly. And I think that's important to mention, because a lot of people are like a two-runner relay. But when you have, like, four very strong girls run,
yes.
I mean, mistakes can happen, and you recover well because you have four strong girls rather
right.
than just two or even just one.
And we talked about that with the coaches with
mm-hmm.
the 4x8. Where they dropped the baton, picked
oh,
it up, and
yeah.
still finished second.
Yeah.
We mentioned that, you know, a lot of teams, because they're not taught,
mm-hmm.
and you guys were taught that, you know, to, if something goes bad, just hang in there and make the best of it.
Yeah.
I've seen so many high school teams drop a baton, even in a 4x8, and think, well, I'm either worthy disqualified, or it don't do no good. They've been told, you know, if you drop it, might as well not pick it up, because you won't do any good.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are not taught that. You guys are taught that if you drop it, pick it up and go.
Yeah.
Make the best of it, because you don't know what can happen, and you see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Was Candace on that 4x8?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You want to talk about it a little bit?
I don't know what happened.
About how
your first leg.
Like you receded what going into the 4x8.
I really don't know what to talk about.
Like, what was your position? Like, where were you ranked going into the 4x8 as a team? Do you remember?
I think we were ranked fourth and we got fourth, so we didn't, like, lose any positions whenever we dropped the baton or anything. And I think we recovered pretty good from it.
But you needed those points, and it was – and you guys are the first running event, correct? So you kind of set the stage and get that going for the whole rest of the team. So a good performance means a lot to the rest of the team, and you guys were able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have anything else to say? Okay.
So coming into this meet, of course, this year had more of a chance to do something well at state. Of course, the team wasn't projected to get as high as we did. We kind of broke through and scored. I came into the 1,000. I was seated third, and the past 2 years I'd been seated eighth or ninth. So to come in as one of the top dogs, it was nice, and ended up running a 2:41, able to hit the school record. It was nice in the 1,000 and the 4x8 too. The 4x8 was probably the most fun I had at the state meet. As we came in, we ran a 8:34. That was also a school record, PR'd by 10 seconds at the state meet. So that's always good. Our legs went well. Of course, I went 2:04. Chase Weston went 2:13, which is a big PR for him. Colin went 2:08, and he's a freshman. And John closed in a 2:08 and was able to hold on and keep second. And then going into the 4x4, we knew that Glenver, they just came out of 300, and they had a half-point lead over us. And they were in our heat. Of course, we were in heat 2, not heat 3, so at that point, we were racing against the clock.
Yes.
We knew we had to beat Glenver and then get enough points or run fast enough to place in the fast heat.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 3,000 runners come in, so we didn't have but maybe 30 minutes to rest coming into the 4x4. But we knew that there was nowhere else to turn. We had to go to get that second place.
Right.
And came in. I was worried I was going to start cramping up a little bit. I was like, please, just let me get through 400 meters. And, of course, we ended up getting fifth, which is what we had to do to lock up second place, because Floyd County was in the first heat, and I think they, if they would have got first and we would have got less than fifth, they would have beat us.
Right.
Which, of course, we got fifth. We done it on our own. We didn't leave it up to what if this team does that, what if they do that. So it was fun this year, definitely different than the past 2 years we've ran. Of course, the highest the boys have ever got. It was pretty fun. It's good to be a part of.
So you guys have been around, well, you three have been around for 3 years. Candace is new this year. What are your thoughts about this program overall?
I think we're a really strong program, and we just keep getting better.
What do you contribute to that?
Hmm?
What do you contribute to that strength?
Like, what do I do?
No, like, as a group, what do you think has helped with that strength, helped build that strength?
You want to go?
Our determination.
Okay.
Our want. We want it.
I think our team chemistry is something that sets us apart from almost every other team in Southwest Virginia and maybe in all of Virginia. We can get really locked in 1 second, and then the next second we can be fun, you know, we can do all these, we can goof around. But when we know it's time to go, that's when we're ready to go.
Okay.
And I would say with a lot of us schools, you have your separate groups, you have your sprinters, you have your throwers, you have your distance runners. With us, it's more of a cohesive unit. Of course, we do our separate events, but we all come together as a team. We're not like, okay, they're the distance runners, so they're going to just stick with them and not have communication with others. And I'd say the coaching has a big part of it too. Of course, both the Coach Carrolls are great. And this year's, like AJ said, team chemistry has just been different than the past two or three years that I've been involved with it. The overall just vibe at practices and stuff is just completely different this year than the past couple of years that I've been involved with the team.
Right. Okay, so individually, and if you want to speak up, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. Can you think of a time where in your career that it, when you remember that it finally just clicked? Like, you know, hey, I've got this. Whether it was a performance, whether it was a practice, whether it was a place that you got at a certain meet, or does anything stand out to you when you finally realized, hey, you know, this is me. I can contribute to the team in a beneficial way.
You want to go, Candace?
Well, for me, sprinting has always been like a part of what I do, but jumping on the other hand definitely has. It's taken me a while to understand and get it, but we had this one indoor practice. I think it was just like too cold to go out or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And there's something called a modified hitch, and I have worked on it for so long, like literally since my freshman year. And you know, I'm a junior now, so it's been a long time. And just this one practice, I'm like, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm tired of not doing it. I'm going to do it. And I did do it. We practiced on mats, and we were doing it on high jump mats for long jump. And I did my first modified hitch for the first time ever, and it just clicked to me, like, I understand now. Like, I don't know what I was, like, going through. It's just, like, a mental block. I didn't want to hit the sand, and I was scared of the sand, I think, and just how hard I was going to hit. So when I had that mat, it was just, like, I can do it, and I won't get hurt. And so it finally clicked to me, and I was just like, I can do this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Anybody else?
Say the question again. I'm kind of...
Just a time when, over your career, where maybe in practice or somewhere, where you realized, hey, it clicked. I understand this. I know what I'm doing now. You know, this, like, your form came together, or, you know, you had a good throw and you realized what contributed to that. Like, you finally started using your legs, or... Like she said, you know, she got the hitch kicked down on the while she's in the air trying to, you know, on the approach to the sand, you know, just something like that.
I would say when I finally understood, you know, I can be up there with those big throwers and I'm not just a fluke, was probably last outdoor season at the Southwest Relays. I had never really hit a big mark. I'd always kind of been a thrower, you know, I was consistent. Not really anything huge. We started off with shot put, and I had thrown like 45.6. It was just right under state auto qualifications. And I was riding that high, and I had moved on to discus, and I've always been a shot put guy. I've never been good at discus. And then I go out there, and I throw 127. And at that time, that was like a 7-foot PR. It was really good for me, and I ended up finishing second in shot and third in discus. And that for me, that was like, you know, okay, I think I'm starting to understand it now. Like, I can compete with anybody, or I can go out there and win any given day.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
I got you.
Okay.
So my freshman year, I'd say it's when it clicked for me. I was at the district meet in the 800. I was running against two top guns from Abingdon, Reeves Boltwood, who now runs at Furman, and Gregory Poisson, and he runs at Boston University. And I came in just with the mindset that I'm going to go with these guys. I mean, these guys are obviously top dogs. They've always been. Of course, it's Abingdon. They're usually a perennial powerhouse in the distance. And I come out and able to perform. I beat Poisson, which, like I said, he's at Boston U, and I was a second behind Reeves Boltwood, and I ended up running a big PR, ran a 2:03 at the district meet, and I felt like it just clicked, like I was able to push through that barrier in the second 400 of my 800, and then I was able to carry it over into the region meet and run a 2:03 there as well and win it, and I felt like it just clicked from there. Like, from there on, I just felt like, you know, I've got this. The 800, it's my thing. And that's where it all started, was that district meet.
Okay. Any accomplishments that you've not already mentioned, or maybe you have anything you want to mention that you feel great about or whatever, over your course of your career, accomplishments, either this year or previous years or whatever?
I would have to say probably the, like I said, the district performance I had that year against them two guys, and my region performance. I have the record in the 800 in the region. My 4x8 team also has the region record. And in indoor, we have the 4x4 record, I think, and I have the 1,000 record. I got that this year. And for school records, I have the 5K record for cross country, 1,000 record. I was part of the 4x8 record setting team this year at Outdoor State. And ran a 2:41 this year, and the 1,000 was able to get fourth. I was pretty happy with that, and I would say those are my accomplishments that I'm most proud of.
All right. Anybody else have some that you've not mentioned already or that you want to?
I've mentioned it. It was this year I got fifth in the shot put. Mm-hmm. And I always knew what I was capable of. You know, I always knew I could be one of those guys. But this indoor season hadn't been the best for me. I never really broke into a PR. I'd just been consistent, low 40s. And I came in to the state meet. I wasn't really expecting to do much. I had hurt my shoulder a few days before regions of indoor. And I, going into regions, I was like, you know, I'm just going to go out there and throw and see what happens. And I ended up getting third there. And I was pretty happy with that. So going into state, I had given my shoulder a little time to heal. Mm-hmm. And I just went out there and was like, I'm going to do what I can do. And we'll just see how it goes. And I ended up throwing a season best. And that was just, it was a bittersweet moment because it was good to get to that point, but I still am looking for more. I'm not satisfied with where I'm at right now, but mm-hmm. it was definitely the motivation I needed going into this outdoor season.
Okay. Anybody else?
What was the question again?
Just anything that you want to highlight, any accomplishments that you've had, if you've not already mentioned them, or if you want to go a little bit more detail on them.
I think some of the accomplishments I have had are like whenever I finally broke my PR in the 16, I finally PR'd, which I haven't been able to PR since my middle school track seasons, and then I finally broke it this year, and then I also got some PRs in my 1,000 too, finally broke it, so that's
all. Okay.
All I have to say is I was consistent with getting PRs. You know, most of my meets I would always somehow, even if it was just like a hundredth of a, you know, a second, I was PR, like getting a PR. And, you know, it's big for a sprinter, really, because, right. You know, it's hard to do that. And same with our 4x2 relay. I mean, we never really had a consistent relay because we usually ran just like whoever we could, you know, just testing everybody to try to get us into that region meet. I placed third at region in the 55, which was big for me because I hadn't been running my best, but I was, you know, for my season PRs, I was PRing most meets. And then, again, I was doing really well in long jump, which, when I get to the meets, I don't know, I think I just get in my head, and I don't mark well there, but when I go to practice, it's just like I'm improving there, so hopefully I can transfer that to the outdoor long jump pit.
Right. Okay, so to wrap things up here, just a couple more things. First of all, do you want to talk about the upcoming outdoor season? Anybody want to mention anything about it? What's your hope to accomplish or anything?
I hope to obviously, of course, the 1,000 is very similar to the 8. I hope to place high in the 8, hopefully top 3 if I can. The 8 is going to be a loaded field. The 1,000 from 2nd or from 3rd to 8th, I think, was like a 2nd. So, I mean, it's going to be a very crowded field. Hopefully in the 4x8, we'll be able to go after that and get the victory there. We'll have some different guys probably in that relay. Hopefully we'll be able to shave off some time, of course, on an outdoor track. And hopefully we'll be able to get top 2 again as a team. That would be a big accomplishment for us, of course, coming a long way the past 3 or 4 years. So that would be great. Perform well in the 8 and the 4x8 and even the 4x4 and then do well as a team.
Mm-hmm. So the question was like, what do we hope to achieve in this outdoor season?
What are you looking forward to for the outdoor season?
Well, me being a thrower, you know, the indoor season, all we do is throw shot put. So having an extra event, you know, being the discus, that kind of lights a fire. And I'm just hoping, you know, I can be consistent throughout the season, have a few big PRs, chasing some school records. You know, I'd like to have one of those by the end of the year. Once the postseason gets around, I'd like to sweep the district in shot and disc. Right. I mean, if I do what I know I can do, then that shouldn't be a problem for me. And obviously, I want the team to be successful, you know, like to win the district, win the region, go on to state, you know, like Lige said, top two, hold that standard leading on to mine, Lige, and Michaela's senior years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is for this outdoor season?
Yeah, just what are you looking forward to? I mean, what are your hopes?
Well, I hope I can transition very, very well. You know, with the 4x2, I hope I can transition that to just the open 200, and hopefully I can keep up, you know, that time, because actually I've been running pretty good, I think. And I'm really excited to see what the girls who came up are going to accomplish. And one thing I'm really looking forward to is I think our 4x1 has a possibility of breaking the school record. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Some things I'm looking forward to this outdoor season is I hope that we can shave some time off of a 4x8 relay, and I hope that I can break 6 minutes in the mile this season.
Okay. And I guess the last thing, one of the last things here, we'll wrap it up with the leadership of your seniors. Any thoughts on those? You know, this is going to be your last season with these guys. You just finished indoor track, and outdoor track is going to be it. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts about your seniors?
I think they have shown us what it's like to be a good athlete. You know, they have very good sportsmanship, and even when they have a bad race or they jump bad or anything, they always come back with a good attitude. You know, they're never like, you know, they never push us to the side, and they're always encouraging us as well. Even when they don't do their best, they're always encouraging us, and they continue to show us what it's like to be a true athlete.
Mm-hmm. Bales?
I just say that this year's seniors have brought a different vibe to the team. It's just been a different – you don't know how to describe it unless you're there. It's just been a different feeling all around, and, of course our seniors had a very successful indoor season. Hopefully we'll be able to carry it into outdoor. And then hopefully we'll be able to carry the mantle on next year and lead the way. And hopefully be as successful as we have been the past couple of years. And we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Mm-mm. All right. Well, congratulations to you guys on your finishes at the state. Girls were state champions, boys runner-up. Looking forward to this outdoor season and how things continue to evolve for this group as you pursue the outdoor season.
Thank you.
Thank you.